cars nosed out of the garage, getting ready for this 30-minute qualifying session, the third qualifying session of the season for the Quickfit British Touring Car Championship. And the weather, questionable, because, yes, it's dry at the moment, but it's not as bright as it was, and there are more and more dark clouds dancing around us, more and more breeze as well, it seems. So they'll want to get out there early. They'll want to get some lap times in the bag here. And knowing that the weather could play its part in this session, as it so often does in British Touring Car Championship qualifying. The championship leader coming into the weekend is Colin Turkington, so he has to lug around 60 kilograms of success ballast in this qualifying session. And in race one, Ash Sutton, second in the championship, with 54 kg aboard. Tom Oliphant's got 48 kilograms to take around with him after his race victory propelled him to third in the championship in that race three at Brands Hatch, his first BTCC race win. Tom Ingram has got 42 kilograms to take around fourth in the championship. Dan Camish, he's got so close, especially last time out at Brands Hatch, to pole position this year. Can he get pole position this time around? Well, he's got 36 kilograms to take around with him, but he was very quick in that second free practice session. Just missed out on the top time. Rory Butcher, 30 kilograms, and he comes into this in the top six in the championship as well. With Stephen Jelly, 24 kilograms. Ollie Jackson, 24 kilograms. Adam Morgan, ninth in the championship, 12 kilograms. And Matt Neal is going to take into this qualifying session 6 kilograms of success ballast on board. The car's now headed out. Colin Turkington with 95 points in the championship. Ash Sutton, 79. Tom Oliphant, third on 70. Tom Ingram, his home circuit, the team Speedworks that run the Toyota based in Northwich, just about 15 minutes down the road. And he's got 67 points. Dan Camish, 61 points after two non-points finishes at Alton Park. At Brands Hatch after the win in race one. And Rory Butcher, 52 points, sixth in the championship. BMW lead the manufacturer standings. They've got 191 points. Honda have got 137. Toyota have got 82. Team BMW lead the team standings. 160 points for them. Halford Jasser Racing have got 97. Laser Tools Racing have got 93 in third. Just behind them on 92 points, Motorbase Performance. And then Ash Sutton leading the independence driver standings on 99 points. Got 67 points apiece for Rory Butcher and Stephen Jelly, second and third. And Ollie Jackson, fourth on 60. Just ahead of Adam Morgan, who's got 59. And Tom Chilton, close as well, on 56 points. Laser Tools Racing lead the independence team standings on 100 points. Motorbase have got 92, and Accelerate Motorsport a third on 79 points, just ahead of Team Parker Racing on 72. And then this year's new for 2020 Goodyear Wingfoot Award for the best qualifiers of the season, using the same point system we have in a race. We've got Dan Camish, 34 points, leading that one. Colin Turkington, the second best qualifier on average, 31 points he's got. Rory Butcher, 30. And then Jake Hill, Tom Ingram and Tom Oliphant, fourth, fifth and sixth as well. We've had four different race winners so far this season. 10 different drivers on the podium and 6 different marks represented in the team's top six. It's a wide open season once again. The cars then are on the circuit, building up the speed for this very important 30-minute qualifying session here. The third weekend of the season for the Quickfit British Touring Car Championship.
Pitch BTCC is the new interactive platform for this season. Predict race results, interact with drivers, score points against your mates. Download Pitch BTCC now to bring the race atmosphere to you.
Okay, cars, some of them staying out, some of them coming into the pits. Slick tyres for everybody as it stands, but it's just hovering around us with those dark clouds at the moment, and they've been coming from nowhere so far today. Nobody's yet set competitive lap time. Colin Turkington is making his way around now towards Druids through the final sector. They'll be coming back towards Lodge Corner over the rollers. He will go in the number one Team BMW machine, looking for a record-breaking fifth driver's title this season. Dan Camish and Matt Neal, who's going to have his 700th race in the British Touring Car Championships tomorrow, and has got the 700 as a number on his car. They're going back out onto the track. So two is Andy Neat in the Motorbase Ford Focus ST. The three newly built Fords this season for the Motorbase squad. And Senna Proctor had a good weekend at Brands Hatch, the scene of his maiden victory in the British Touring Car Championship a couple of years ago. He's out on track now as well, just leaving the pit lane. We've got the two Mercedes causing a bit of a queue coming out of the pit lane with Adam Morgan first, Jack Bittell second, James Gornall following them through. Coming back into the pits though, Tom Ingram, Rory Butcher and Ollie Jackson. Stephen Jelly has set the first lap time of the session with a 1 minute 31.654 second lap. This weekend, the 60th anniversary of the British Touring Car Championship first racing here at Alton Park. On the 60th anniversary of the championship, that's already passed, but the 60th anniversary of the championship coming to this circuit. We've got Ash Sutton on a good lap here, absolute best in the first sector. Still Stephen Jelly on top of the times, but this is only about five or six cars have set a lap time so far. They want to be getting on with this. It's the tight, narrow pit lane here at Alton Park, so quite often cars are wheeled backwards out into the pit lane apron and others have to stand on the brakes and avoid them. Mike Busher, one of them, as he came back into the pits, and Rory Butcher was released. Ollie Jackson's going out with his teammate onto the circuit now as well. Michael Kreese is about to be released as well. We've got Josh Cook, who is quickest in free practice too. Just dropped off the jacks and about to go back out with his teammate, or his other teammate, Tom Chilton. I don't think too far away from being pushed out either. Tom Ingram about to be released onto the circuit as well. Colin Turkington was to the top of the time. Stephen Jelly's just gone a bit quicker than him though. And Ash Sutton goes quickest of all so far. 127.143 seconds. So that is the benchmark time to beat so far. It's probably not going to be enough for pole position though, you would think. There's a lot more time to come unless the weather plays its part. We've had Andy Neitz off the road, the motor-based performance Ford Focus ST. That's coming out of Old Hall Corner and he's just about to rejoin, hopefully with no damage to the car. And he was in the points at Brands Hatch a couple of weeks ago. And Ash Sutton has gone straight on as well and trying to find his way back onto the circuit. That's down at the hairpin. He's gone on the grass, which is treacherous because he's got slick tyres and he's got no grip on that wet grass with the slick tyres. So he lights at the back. He's going to have to go down to the shallow all's hairpin. He's going to the other hairpin now. So it's going to be a very, very slow lap this for Ash Sutton. All the way down to shallow all's, back up through the chicane will have to come before rejoining the Island Park circuit. Aidan Moffitt, meanwhile, his teammate, has gone quickest for now. 1 minute 28.952 seconds. Carl Bordley second. Stephen Jelly third. Colin Turkington fourth. And we've had a spin around as well for one of the Audis. Is that James? No, it's Bobby Thompson. Bobby Thompson, who's got a bit of damage to the front splitter and has collected a lot of grass as well. Oh, dear. So that's not a good day so far for Bobby. He's headed for sure back to the pits. He's going to have to clean all of that out and try and get the front splitter repaired as well for better handling as Colin Turkington goes into the 126s. Lap time removed for Ash Sutton for track limits. He definitely explored the track limits on the previous lap, going straight on at the hairpin. Looking at that on the ITV4 cameras, which you now got the pictures from in this commentary box here. Matt Neal's gone up into the top 10. Colin Turkington fastest then, 126.864 seconds. The pole record here, he has 125.8. Pole last year was 125.8. The pole record around this version of the circuit is 125.4, set by Jason Plato. Oliphants, his teammate, has gone second with a 127.012. And just seeing a replay of Bobby Thompson's very, very wide moment. Oh, Carl Bordley just about avoided him. And so I think Mike Bushell as he rejoined the circuit, but they got away with it, thankfully. Now, Stephen Jelly third, Dan Camish fourth, James Gornall going well in fifth place, Aidan Moffitt sixth, Bordley seventh, Morgan eighth, Proctor ninth, and Butel tenth as it stands. Ash Sutton with a lap time of 2 minutes and 12 seconds after he did the full international circuit and had a big long trip onto the grass. You've got Dan Camish with Tom Oliphant right behind him as they come through Lodge Corner, trying to stay out of each other's way here, fighting hard because they're both potentially going to be fighting for pole position here. Through they come. Camish is fourth at the moment. Oliphant is second. And he's just done a personal best lap time. Going out wide, coming out of Lodge Corner, is Senna Proctor. 10th at the moment in the Accelerate Motorsport Hyundai. And they had 3 point scoring finishes at Brands Hatch. So Turkington quickest. Oh, Proctor with that lap went third quickest, but Matt Neal's just gone quicker. He's gone third himself. And Tom Ingram goes to the top of the times. So 1 minute 26.574 for Tom. 0.1 seconds clear of Adam Morgan, who also improved. And we've got Rory Butcher weaving his way through the makeshift chicane, having outbraked himself going into the chicane at Knickerbrook. So he goes up the clay hill, but it's going to be ruining that lap time. Yellow flags in sector two as a result of that, but they'll be cleared as Ash Sutton recovers brilliantly to go fastest. Has that nightmare lap the lap before. This one's a beauty. 1:26.428. He's 0.14 seconds clear now of Ingram. Morgan is third. Turkington, despite 60 kilograms of success ballast, is fourth in the BMW, just ahead of his teammate Tom Oliphant. There's only a tenth of a second between them. They're running together on the circuit. Oliphant first, then at Turkington. They're right behind Dan Kamish. They're all coming into the right-hander at Lodge Corner. You've got Rory Butcher in sixth place. He's just put in a good lap prior to him going down the escape road. And then Matt Neal, seventh. Ollie Jackson, eighth. Tom Chilton, ninth. Stephen Jelly in tenth place. Dan Kamish now going and improving up to second place. And Colin Turkington goes even quicker to the top of the times. 1:26.147 seconds. So Turkington, fastest. Kamish, second. And that puts Ash Sutton down to third. Tom Ingram down to fourth. Morgan, fifth. Oliphant, sixth. Senna Proctor has come up to seventh place with a very strong lap once again. Lap time removed, though, for him from the previous lap. So he's got to be careful. Tom Ingram charging on. Absolute best in the second sector. Personal best in the first sector on the previous lap. That's why he's in second place now. Just 43 thousandths of a second behind Colin Turkington. Tom Ingram pushing on. Colin Turkington's backed off a little bit on this lap. Not much, actually. No, he hasn't, has he? The first sector, it wasn't a personal best, but it wasn't far away from being one. We've got also going well, Rory Butcher, absolute best in the first sector of the lap. And an absolute best in the second sector. This could be Rory Butcher gunning for a second consecutive pole position, following the one from Brands Hatch. The Ford Focus ST gets an aggressive but tidy line coming out through over Deer Leap. Over the line he goes, wait for the timing screen to update, and Rory Butcher goes to the top of the times. 1:26.078 seconds. Only just 69 thousandths of a second between him and Turkington, who's done a 1:26.147, 1:26.190 for Ingram. And then we've got an improvement for Tom Oliphant, who's just gone up to sixth place in his BMW. Flashing the lights, so it's Tom Ingram now trying to find his way through and find a way past Ollie Brown. Throwing one down the inside on the way into Lodge Corner. Get out of the way, he says. I want a good lap here. But in the end, he has to bail for the pits. So Rory Butcher, top of the times. Turkington, second. Dan Kamish improved to third. Ash Sutton's improved his lap time to fourth. Morgan's gone fifth. Chris Smiley has shot up 10 places to go into the top sixth. Replay of a massive lockup for Carl Bordley on his way into the chicane at the end of the rundown from Hilltop. But he survived. He kept it just about on the road, but that was the last of the late breakers. No, actually, he didn't. He got two wheels on the grass and cut the corner, but didn't gain an advantage. So Tom Ingram in. Rory Butcher, fastest. Colin Turkington second, and Jake Hill's gone third now with a 1:26.142. Couldn't be much closer. He's 0.008 of a second away from the front row of the grid. He's 0.064 of a second away from pole position. A fraction between the top four in qualifying at Brands Hatch around the Grand Prix circuit 2 weeks ago. This one looks just as close. Rory Butcher with a flying lap through all the sectors last time around, but Jake Hill's on a good lap here as well. Absolute best in the first sector, almost into the 24-second mark, 25.039. Got just behind him Andy Neat. He's got a clear track just ahead of him. Ash Sutton flashing his lights in the background coming over Hilltop. He's got a warning for him. Stepping out there, Andy Neat, the back end of the car. And what about the second sector? We'll wait and see for Jake Hill if he's been able to improve on that one as well. His personal best lap time last time around, putting him third. There's no best sector time in sector two for Jake. It's not a bad run, 32.9 seconds. It's in a 32.7 there, maybe a 32.6, that's about it. So using a little bit of time, but not much. Adam Morgan's come up to fifth, Chris Smiley sixth, Matt Neal's come up to seventh place. Waiting for Jake Hill currently in this session, about to work his way back. Oh, he's lost that last lap time while we were watching that. He lost the lap time through track limit, so he needs to make this one count, and does. He goes third. So 1:26.144 seconds. It's even closer now. He's only 0.010 of a second, 0.01 of a second behind Colin Turkington for the front row of the grid. You've got 0.066 between the top three. Butcher, Turkington, Hill. Cook is fourth. He's improved as well, massively, from 26th up to fourth place. Remember, Josh was quickest in the second free practice session. He's only had one podium finish so far this season. He had a pretty miserable time of it at Brands Hatch. But we know he and the car are both quick. Personal best in all of the sectors. to go on to provisionally the second row of the grid. Dan Camish is down to fifth place now. Sixth place, Ash Sutton. Seventh place, Adam Morgan. Eighth is Smiley. Ninth is Neil. And tenth now is Tom Ingram, who I think, yes, is still in the pits currently. But we've still got more than half the session to go. Traditionally, over the last couple of years, the pole time has come from the first half of the session. But you just do not know with this weather how it is going to play out. Ollie Brown going through, trying to improve his time and position. He's 24th at the moment, which has just done his best lap of the session so far. A bit quieter on track, more and more cars in the pits. Aidan Moffat is out there, though, pushing on as he goes into Old Hall Corner. Tom Oliphant's just gained a place, but he's only 13th currently. And Colin Turkington, who's on the front row of the grid as it stands, wheeled back out, going onto the track once more in the 3 Series. As Matt Neal comes in, the most experienced driver of them all, his teammate Dan Camish. Synchronised move here from the Dynamics squad sends the Halford Jasser Racing Honda back out just as his teammate comes in. The man from Leeds heading back out for another crack at this as Ash Sutton comes in. Lap time lost for track limits for Andy Neat. So at the moment we've got Rory Butcher fastest, Colin Turkington second, Jake Hill third, Josh Cook fourth, Dan Camish fifth, Ash Sutton in sixth place, Adam Morgan is 7th, Chris Smiley is 8th, Matt Neal is 9th, Tom Ingram is 10th, Mike Bushell going well in 11th place. Driven a car for a long time, hasn't he, for best part of a year in BTCC. 12th is Tom Chilton, 13th Tom Oliphant, 14th Stephen Jelly, 15th Carl Bordley, and then 16th is Jackson, 17th Osborne, 18th Goff, 19th Crease, 20th Butel, 21st Gornall, 22nd Moffat, 23rd Hamilton, 24th Brown, 25th Proctor, 26th Neat, and Bobby Thompson yet to set a time after his excursion and picking up all that grass in the front of the car. But hopefully they'll be able to get him back out in the Audi and back on track. So the majority of the field in the pits, but it's getting to the point where they're all starting to be prepped up and wheeled back out into the apron, or lots of them are at least. So we're going to have Ollie Jackson, Michael Creese, Jake Hill, all going back out onto the track momentarily. Jake Hill going to have a crack at this pole position, I reckon. He is so close to it with, 66 thousandths of a second between the top three. Nobody yet lighting up the timing screen currently, but you feel it's coming. And the weather, by the way, holding off. And again, another dark cloud coming over. It looks like it's going to pass before it drops its contents. It's a dry for now here at Alton Park. But we just don't know, that weather can change so, so quickly, as Dan Camish was saying this morning. And we've got the Hyundai going back out as well, of Chris Smiley, Matt Neal and Tom Oliphant about to go back out. Dan Camish has just had a recce lap. He's come back in now. And again, drivers having to wait for each other here. Which I think it's the second narrowest pit lane. This and Croft are the two narrow pit lanes on the BTCC calendar. Neat, Butel, Osborne, Brown, Sutton and Cook are all going back out. Nick Hamilton too. Personal best lap time, last lap that he did for Tom Ingram. And he was up at the sharp end, but others stayed out a bit longer than him and got quicker than him. So down to 10th place currently for Tom. Still in the pits, been here for a while now. On track, Adam Morgan, who's gone well so far in this session, just outside the top six, firing it down the inside to get himself some track position. Rory Butcher looking for his second consecutive pole position. He's there at the moment. Colin Turkington second. Jake Hill looking for his first pole position in the British Touring Car Championship. He's third. And also on a very similar pace to them is Josh Cook in fourth place. 126.078 for Butcher, 126.134 for Turkington, 126.144 for Hill, 126.167 for Cook. And then about a tenth and a half back is Camish in fifth, and nearly two tenths down is Ash Sutton in sixth place. Aidan Moffat just getting past his teammate over Hilltop as Ash Sutton builds up the speed. Moffat currently out of the top 20 in 22nd position. Tom Chilton's had personal best in the first two sectors. He's 12th currently. Where's this going to put him? Got 11 and a half minutes to go, and the BTC Racing Honda comes over the brow, comes over the crest, crosses the line, and Tom Chilton goes up into sixth place. 12th to 6 with that lap. Oliphant across the line, going into Old Hall Corner now. He's still outside the top 6 on his outlap. So outside the top 10, rather, on his outlap. Rory Butcher, the driver that's holding on to provisional pole position as it stands, is getting ready to go out, but not just yet. Still changing tyres on the motor base at Ford. As back into the pits comes Matt Neill, the three-time champion. Tyres being swapped around on his car as well. Right, on a good lap again with a personal best through the first sector is Tom Chilton. And he's the only one of the top six that's out pushing for a lap time at the moment. He only needed to find another thousandth of a second to get ahead of Dan Kamish. And if he can find a tenth of a second, he could go from sixth to the front row of the grid here. He's only a thousandth behind Kamish. He's only 41 thousandths of a second clear of Sutton, though. So you've got to stay out there and be as quick as you can, as long as you can, because these positions could change so easily in the remaining minutes of this session, which are 9.5 minutes from the flag now. Most of the top six are back out there, with the exception of Jake Hill. And Tom Ingram's about to be released back out as well, not in the top six. Hill's just going out now and released into the pit lane apron is Tom Ingram, who's been in for a while, actually. Was up there in the top three. Came in, and then just after he came into the pits, others all went quicker. Now, Colin Turkington, absolute best in the final sector of that previous lap, so he's building up for another attack here. The lap itself was almost as good as his best, a 126.157. Kamish, though, goes onto the front row of the grid, 126.125. Dan, the man with personal best in the second and third sectors. So by the tiniest of margins, he gets ahead of Colin Turkington. Well, not quite the tiniest, but you know what I mean. It's super tight. We've got 47 thousandths of a second between Butcher and Kamish, the top two. Between Kamish and Turkington, second and third, 9 thousandths of a second. 10 thousandths of a second between Turkington and Hill. 23 thousandths of a second between Hill and Cook. You get the picture. You go down to seventh place before anybody's got more than a tenth of a second on anybody, either in front or behind them. So currently, the top five positions in this qualifying session are separated by 89 thousandths of a second. Dan Kamish with the personal best through the first sector. Colin Turkington, who's ahead of him on the road, personal best in the first and second sectors. Just come out of Druids. Throws the car over the drop. Michael Creese gets out of his way. On the brakes on the way into Lodge Corner goes the reigning champion. This might just be enough to get him back on the front row of the grid here. Amazing achievement that would be at Alton Park with 60 kilograms on board. Turkington about to come through to complete the lap. Is it going to be enough to put him back on the front row? Yes, it is. And then some. He goes on to provisional pole position. 125.971 seconds. He hasn't read the script. It's not supposed to happen when you've got 60 kilograms on board at Alton Park, of all places. All those hills to get up and down. All those tight corners to get out of. That's a superb effort. There's a reason why he's a four-time champion. One-tenth clear he was as well. 125.971 seconds for Turkington. Butcher down to second place, but back on the track now. And then with his best lap last time around, Kamish briefly on the front row, demoted down to third place now. Tom Ingram's back in. Done all that many laps today in the free practice sessions, all qualifying, but there's nothing wrong with the car. It's all part of the plan, this. Can he find enough in the bag? Going to change the right rear tyre. And can you change all of them? Front left is being changed as well. Yep, all being changed. So going to have another go at this with some fresher tyres maybe. Dan Kamish has set the personal best lap time through the first, or personal best first sector time. Tom Oliphant's improved up into the top 10. So too has Mike Bushell. They're 8th and 9th respectively. It's Turkington, Butcher, Kamish the top 3. Hill 4th, Cook 5th, Chilton 6th, Sutton 7th. Oliphant in 8th, Bushell 9th, and Morgan rounds out the top 10 as Dan Kamish pushes hard, too hard, over the curbs, over the grass. He goes on the way out of Druids, down towards the braking zone for Lodge Corner. Lost a bit of time in that second sector as he lost a bit of time in the final sector. We're about to find out. Still going to be a pretty good lap this. Is it enough, though, to get him back on the front row of the grid? Dan Kamish 3rd at the moment, goes over the line. Wait for the timing screen to update. So 1 minute 26.234. So he lost a tenth. Not bad lap at all, but just a tiny bit ragged. Has he got enough life left in the tyres to have another crack at it? And Matt Neill has set personal best in the first two sectors as well. Currently in 13th place, teammate to Dan Kamish. Where is he at the moment? 13th place. and a best time of 1 minute 26.560. If he can find a 10th, he'll get into the top 10. At least he'd expected. Hope for more. He's done it by a mile. He's gone fourth quickest, Matt Neal. Very good lap indeed. And Jake Hill has just set the absolute best first sector time of anybody. 25.037 seconds. I think the only person that's got close to that through the first sector is himself earlier on. So Jake Hill having a push here. Personal best through the second sector. Can he get his first pole position in the QuickFit British Touring Car Championships? And a miserable start to the season with reliability issues. 5 times out of 6, he's had non-finishes. Can his season now finally get underway with a pole position and a valuable championship point as well, if he can do that? Coming out of Lodge, it's looking good. It's looking tidy. About to get him over the line. He's in 5th place at the moment. Where does this put Jake Hill? He comes through. We wait for the timing screen to update, and the time is a 1 minute 26.353. Just lost out on the last bit of the lap there. A couple of tenths behind his best. Started the lap well, though. And a personal absolute best in the first sector for Josh Cook now. 25.017 seconds. That's getting perilously close to a 24-second time through the first sector. And Josh Cook has followed it up, more importantly, with a very good second sector. The second sector is longer, even quicker than him through the second sector, though. It's Rory Butcher, who's on a personal best in the first as well. So Rory Butcher is on the front row of the grid, trying to get his pole position back here. He just needs to find just over a tenth of a second to do so. Got Cook in 7th. Maybe about to come back through the order as well. Here comes Rory Butcher through Lodge Corner. Can he get himself onto pole position now? Here's the line. We've got 3 minutes, 52 seconds left on the clock. Cook has gone through. Oliphant's gone into 2nd place. And Butcher does it. He goes to the top of the times with a 125.734 seconds. And Claire is down in the pit lane, I think, with some news. So, Rory Butcher.
It's worth mentioning at this point, Chris, that Dan Camish has only qualified at 2nd in both rounds so far, so that's not too bad, but he will definitely have something he wants to prove this weekend with just a couple of minutes left on the clock. Colin Turkington's got 1 pole position, and Rory Butcher. Rory Butcher, who's so impressive in qualifying, isn't he? But be interesting to see what Dan Camish can pull out.
They've built a quick car, haven't they, at Motorbase? That's for sure, the way Rory has gone. Ooh, Andy Neat's got off the road down at the hairpin as he rejoins just behind one of the Mercedes. So Rory Butcher, Josh Cook very briefly was onto pole position, but Rory Butcher by 89 thousandths of a second has got it so far. Turkington is 3rd then, but 2 tenths down now. Butcher and Cook have got the advantage here by quite some distance. Turkington 3rd, Matt Neal 4th, Dan Camish 5th. Quite a bit of weight on the car for Dan Camish. Matt Neal goes through again. Jake Hill, 6th. Tom Oliphant, 7th. Tom Chilton, 8th. Adam Morgan, 9th. And Chris Smiley in 10th place. We've got a warning for track limits going to Tom Oliphant, who's 7th at the moment. Chilton, 8th. Morgan, 9th. Smiley, 10th. Sutton is 11th. Bushell is 12th. Creese is 13th. Proctor is 14th. Tom Ingram's only 15th at the moment. This is not working out as they would like, as he got a surprise up his sleeve, though. Ash Sutton pushing on with a personal best through the first sector. 2nd heaviest car because he's got 54 kilograms on board for being 2nd in the championship. He can do it around here, though, as Colin Turkington has proved. He's 3rd quickest with more weight on the car. 11th at the moment for Ash Sutton. Is he going to improve? No, he's not. He's lost too much time getting in and around the traffic, I think. He's going to have another couple of laps if he needs it, though, to try and get through. Camish has come into the pits. Morgan has come into the pits as well. And Jack Butel, I think, has come. Yes, Jack Butel into the pits. Both Mercedes in, and nobody on an absolute flyer at the moment. Back down in the pit lane, though, we can hear again from Claire.
Jake Hill's just been into the pits, and his rear left looked absolutely ripped to shreds. So that might be why he was losing so much time in that final sector. They've changed the set of tyres. Let's see if he can improve.
Thanks, Claire. Yeah, it looked like it was going to be a good lap for 2/3 of that previous run, but Jake's still out of the top three. He's down in 6th place currently. Tom Chilton's just improved up to 7th. Black flag now for Ash Sutton for track limits, repeat offences, I suspect. So 11th place for Ash Sutton is as good as it's going to get. And he's not on a flying lap on this one either, so that'll be it for Ash. He's going to be out of the top 10. And his closest championship rival, the points leader, Colin Turkington, looks like he's going to start the race in the top 3 tomorrow. Ash Sutton gets the news, slows the car down. Andy Neat gets past him and the run down towards Lodge Corner. 38 seconds left on the clock. Nobody really on a charge at the front of the field now. Jack Gough is on a personal best lap, but he's down in 19th place at the moment. He's just got ahead of Sam Osborne. Stephen Jelly has improved as well, up to 18th position. Right, Tom Ingram. Could he be the joker in the pack right at the end of the session here? I think we've seen the best from Tom so far. He's in 15th place currently. Where is he? Oh, he's not going to get another lap in here. Is he just on his way down towards Lodge Corner? There's only about 8 seconds left on the clock. If he's going to get here, it's going to be tight, but I fear he might be the first to see the checkered flag, or one of the first. Clock ticks down to zero. There's the flag. There's Tom. He's not going to get another lap out of this. So Tom Ingram is going to be 15th at best with lots and lots of work to do. A session which was a bit messy for the team. Somebody's dropped a bit of bodywork and that's sprayed all down the circuit on the run down towards Lodge Corner. Careful not to pick up any shards of carbon and pick up any punctures there. So teams and drivers weaving this way than that. But that looks like, with the clock down to zero and nobody else on a flying lap, it is going to be another pole position for Rory Butcher and for the Motorbase Performance team. Pole position at Brands Hatch 2 weeks ago. Pole position here. And a replay on the ITV Full Picture show. I think it was Senna Proctor getting super wide and dropping bits of his bodywork. So pole position for Rory Butcher. Josh Cook in second place. And despite the success passed on board, the championship leader, Colin Turkington, is third fastest, Claire.
Well, after all my excitement about Dan Kamish and what can he do and can he improve, he didn't actually go back out in the final part of qualifying. So, no, the answer is there, he can't improve. So, fifth place for Dan Kamish, just standing outside Rory Butcher's garage at the moment to see him probably get congratulated by the team who are still watching the timing screens intently. But like you said, checkered flag has fallen. I'm sorry, I'm a bit of a downer on the Dan Kamish thing. I'm not gonna get a lottery ticket anytime soon.
No, his thing lately has been just missing out on pole position by a few thousandths of a second, but then winning race one. But this time he's gonna have to start from fifth on the grid. It's not too bad though, but he's just behind his teammate Matt Neal. Those two qualifying well, fourth and fifth. So Rory Butcher, fastest, on pole position for the third time in his career, the second time in as many weeks. Josh Cook with his best qualifying performance of the season so far. Bobby Thompson got out of the car in the end, so he never made it back to the pits. So he's going to start plumb last, I'm afraid. But Bobby, I'm sure, is going to show plenty of attacking guts and determination to try and get through the field in tomorrow's first race. So Rory Butcher on pole position for Motorbase Performance in the Ford Focus ST. For BTC Racing, Josh Cook second, 89 thousandths of a second between them. Colin Turkington for Team BMW third, the championship leader. Then it's the two Alpha Jussa Racing Hondas of Matt Neal fourth, Dan Kamish fifth, Jake Hill sixth for MB Motorsport, accelerated by Blue Square. Tom Chilton for BTC Racing in seventh, Tom Oliphant for BMW in eighth, Adam Morgan for Carlube Triple R Racing with Mac Tools ninth, and Chris Smiley for Accelerate Motorsport completes the top 10. Then it's Ash Sutton, who got a black flag at the end of the session for, I think, repeat track limit offences. He'll be 11th. Mike Bushell, a strong 12th on his return to the championship. Michael Creese, 13th. Senna Proctor, 14th. Tom Ingram, down in 15th place. Ollie Jackson, 16th. Cole Bordley, 17th. And then Stephen Jelly, 18th. Jack Gough, 19th. And to complete the top 20, Sam Osborne. Aidan Moffitt, 21st. James Gornall, 22nd. Andy Neat, 23rd. Jack Butel, 24th. Then Ollie Brown, 25th. Nick Hamilton, 26th. And not having set a lap time after he's off and not getting back to the pits after the damage to the car, was Bobby Thompson, who's going to start tomorrow's race last in 27th position. So more points going the way then of the driver that gets pole position in that session, with Rory Butcher picking up a useful qualifying pole position point there to add to his total. And Josh Cook, I say, with his best qualifying of the season so far, in second place. We'll join him on the front row of the grid for tomorrow's race. A fine effort from Team BMW and Colin Turkington once again to qualify third